We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, another chance here to win Joe's Dough on 560 The Joe WQAM. Text the word WALLET right now to 72881. That's WALLET to 72881. You can win $1,000 of Joe's Dough. Just text the word WALLET, WALLET, to 72881. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Sponsored by Ada Jarden Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. The 9 a.m. code word to text to 72881 is WALLET.
Zach, the Masters, and we had our little draft. Justin Rose out in front, 7-under with that 65. Unbelievable back nine for him. Did you catch who apparently was lucky enough to get a couple of those tickets that was at the Masters yesterday?
I saw a couple pictures, a couple big-time football players there.
Trevor Lawrence.
About to get drafted, right?
Lawrence and Patrick Mahomes was. Yep.
Kelsey there, too. Kelsey was in a picture with Mahomes.
Yeah. Well, listen, Mahomes there, Kelsey's there. You know the deal, those two. Right. That's why their timing's so good. They're always together, man. Those guys are always together. By the way, the other thing, and we're going to have Mike Florio join us here coming up 9 o'clock hour. I want to thank Ron for joining us. I love Ron. I had dinner in the playoffs out with Ron and doctor and with the doc and with Tony Fiorentino, and I never laugh so hard because Ron's got such great stories. I mean, if he gets going on those Detroit Pistons stories and some of the things he's seen from players, I mean, he can have you crying, man. He's got to be like, his grandkids got to like, I want to go see my grandfather. His ass going to make me laugh with the stories that he has. But getting back to football, Mike Florio coming up here. Jerry Jones, I'm not buying it, is going to try to make it run at Kyle Pitts. Is Kyle Pitts going to be that special that he is somehow going to break up this story of quarterbacks early in this draft? It's an interesting one because he's freakish now. There's no question. And I'm not just talking about pro day, but in the regular season, he was a special player. Big and fast and can go up and get it and breaks tackles, runs away from people, long. I mean, he's got all the makings of something that could be real special at the next level. But does Jerry Jones, with all the needs on that team, add another weapon to go with all those first-round wide receivers?
Well, they're at 10 right now, Joe. What's it going to take to move up to 4 or 5 to get Pitts?
Well, you got to make him pay extra because it's Jerry Jones. I mean, it's got Jerry, everybody else, one less first-round pick. You? Well, Atlanta's
going to – wonder what the cost will be. That's it.
Atlanta is pretty much over the last few days said, we are open for offers for anybody that loves this fourth-round pick because everybody knows there are no secrets. We also need to upgrade our roster as well. So that will – and we'll talk to Mike Florio about that and what Jerry Jones might be thinking there at 10. And
would it shock you, by the way?
Nope.
If Jerry Jones made some huge splash, extra first-round pick or whatever, two twos, whatever it's going to cost to move up from 10 to 4, 10 to 5, even if Cincinnati might be in there.
You know why I won't? Let me tell you why I won't. Because he tells all the people that are working with him, at the end of the day, he has all the power on the table. This is not a coach. It's in a position after last year to be barking too loud. And it's pretty much, Mr. Jones, what do you want to do? You look at this. They'll bring information to him. He falls in love. And if he wants to make the move, and he loves star power, and he's got plenty of it, he will add another weapon with the thought of, we'll just outscore people. Now, they got an old offensive line. That offensive line's not what it used to be. Defensively, they need a lot of help too. They weren't very good last year, and it wasn't.
Don't you like that though? Being aggressive and jumping up and not saying like, "Oh, we could have gotten this guy," and he ends up being really good. We loved him, but we didn't want to lose that extra first round or second round pick to move up to get him.
So, how much do you give up for a guy that's
that's what's
tied
gonna,
in?
Well, if you think he's going to be as good as Peter King said he's going to be, like what best ever? Then you move up and get him.
Still a tight end.
I think the Dolphins should do whatever they need to do to make sure they can get him.
Well, they may be doing that, Woody. That may be happening. They like him.
Zeke, Amari, Kyle Pitts, Dak.
I don't want him to go one or two picks ahead of the Dolphins, Joe, and him end up being, you know, for the next 10 years, the most unstoppable guy in the league.
Well, you guys have absolutely sold me over the last few weeks that if they can get Chase or Pitts, that –
Those are the go-tos at this point.
Now, they are definitely the media choice. There's no question. And we haven't heard any teams come out and tell you guys are right on the money on that one. It's all about Pitts and Chase. No, we have not, and they're not going to do that. But, boy, I'll tell you what, it just adds up to make this draft such a fun draft.
Yep.
The unknown of the draft. And look at all the pieces and all the potential players for the first two rounds. We have the Miami Dolphins. They're all big-name guys from big programs. All of them. Whether it's a Clemson running back, whether it's a running back from Alabama, whether it's a running back from North Carolina, we've all seen them. Wide receivers, you've seen them. Right. All the receivers. And then a guy right here in our backyard up in Gainesville, how good he is.
Right.
And you go the two top pass rushers, potentially, or three. Two are from UM, one from Michigan. All really good players. And so I just think it really adds, and it's the one thing that the other sports just can't do when you start looking and we start critiquing whether we want an LSU wide receiver or one of the two Alabama receivers. You feel like you know them. Because
right. You've seen them
they're
enough,
on
yeah.
TV in all these big games over the last couple years. And it's not just like you got a cup of coffee. You got to see them. Got to see them play for a few years. This thing, and that's why.
Well, how long have we been talking about Trevor Lawrence, by the way, at this point?
I thought Trevor Lawrence. If there was one guy that really didn't need to work out, but he still did before he got his little surgery, was Trevor Lawrence.
Joe, 3 years ago, we said on the show that he'd be the number one pick in 3 years. But we were right on the money with that.
But I will tell you a weird one, and we'll talk to Mike Florio. It's amazing how, and I was told before, it was two guys, Justin Fields and Lawrence, were clearly the two best quarterbacks. That's amazing how that potentially has changed. So there's some really, really cool stories. We're going to talk about some of this stuff with Mike Florio, plus we'll get an update on Deshaun Watson and the emergency hearings. And we had a press conference come out here recently, and we saw the tears and what this is all going to mean, following it with Mike Florio, who also has a legal background, and just curious to hear what he thinks as this thing continues on with Deshaun Watson and they'll start talking to everybody. All right. Right now, I want to talk to you about those Marlins. Man, got to get the Marlins going here. Got to get them going, man. That's a tough one yesterday, what happened. But, boy, they got to get going because we are wasting a lot of good starting pitching that's going on right now. And baseball will be back. They got a little road trip, and they'll be back home. And when you do go, and at some point you're going to go out and enjoy one of those beautiful evenings. And, by the way, if it's not, we have a roof. So it's not a problem with that gorgeous view into downtown Miami with affordable tickets, $3 hot dogs, $5 beers. You can sit, you can walk around, you can enjoy yourself, man, at a Marlins game. You really can. And it was fun last week when we went out there, and I know you're going to have fun too. and hopefully they start winning some games with everything else. Hey, go to Marlins.com/tickets. Find out for yourself. Get out. They're going to have a lot of giveaways. Got a lot of really cool programs out there for you. Great food and ice cold beer, man. What else could you ask for?
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Friday morning means we're going to talk to Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Mike, before we get into all the crazy Deshaun Watson stuff, is Jerry Jones really going to ruin my man crush here and go get Kyle Pitts before the Dolphins do? Because that's going to ruin my Friday.
Well, look, I think it's stupid for the Cowboys to go get another offensive weapon when they have so many needs defensively. My next level conspiracy assessment of this is somebody else with the Cowboys has let this cat out of the bag to protect Jerry Jones from himself so that they don't get Kyle Pitts, they don't trade up to get him, which is what they may have to do. Hey, maybe the Dolphins, Peter King and I were talking about this today on PFT Live, maybe the Dolphins can trade from 6 back down to 10, pick up a first-round pick to make up for the first-round pick they gave up to go from 12 to 6. And if it's the Cowboys' first-round pick, it could be a higher first-round pick than the one they gave up to go from 12 to 6. So they could still work the board to their advantage if they want to do it.
Hey, Mike, I do want to ask you, by the way, this draft's going to be absolutely perfect for NFL business. It really is. But who do you think will shake up the quarterback party at the top? What will be the first name that comes out non-quarterback?
First non-quarterback? Well, look, it's either going to be the Falcons taking a non-quarterback at 4 or the Bengals taking a non-quarterback at 5. I think that's where it's going to happen. There's a chance we're going to go 4 for 4 right out of the gates at quarterback. It depends ultimately on what Arthur Blank, the owner of the Falcons, wants to do with that 4th overall pick. Reportedly, there's a rift between GM Terry Fontenot, who wants to take Trey Lance, the North Dakota State quarterback, and Coach Arthur Smith wants to stick with Matt Ryan. This is the kind of tie that's broken by the billionaire that owns the team. But wouldn't it be amazing to go 4 for 4 quarterbacks? And wow. I think one of the reasons why we're skewing in that direction, obviously quarterback's the most important position on the team, but as we're seeing these guys play longer and longer in relation to other positions, it's all the more reason to go get a great franchise quarterback. I mean, if you get a great guy at the quarterback position, you can have him for 15 or 20 years. Yep. You solve that problem for a decade or longer, you're in good shape. You're going to contend more often than not. So I fully expect a run on quarterbacks. And if the Falcons aren't ready to take a quarterback at 4, then I think their best play would probably be trade down a few spots with someone who wants to come up.
You think Kyle Pitts is the hottest name, though? We'll go back to him one more time, that he will be the first player, not a quarterback, taken in this draft?
Well, I mean, it just depends. And it's going to come down at the latest to the Bengals at 5, because if we do go 4 for 4 quarterbacks, I don't see 5 for 5. And the Bengals, you know, they have clear needs, and you could argue that they could trade down a few spots if they pick up another first-round pick or something else. Maybe it would be smart. But whether it's Penei Sewell, the Oregon tackle, whether it's Jamar Chase, the LSU receiver, whether it's Devontae Smith, or whether it's Kyle Pitts, you know, the Bengals can go in several different directions, and it's possibly going to be Pitts at 5, or it's possibly Pitts is going to be there at 6 for the Dolphins.
Interesting stuff. All right, Deshaun Watson, Mike. What's the latest of what's going on, especially with the court documents where they have to have the names? I'm just so confused at certain points during this. What is exactly happening today? I know there's something else at 11 a.m. today also.
Well, and let me tell you what I believe was the impetus for yesterday's emergency hearing that was requested by Deshaun Watson's lawyer. I think that Deshaun Watson, I don't know this, but I think based upon everything that's happened the last 3 weeks, Deshaun Watson realizes he needs to find an acceptable resolution to these lawsuits. Otherwise, this is going to hang over him for multiple years and could derail his career on the commissioner exempt list while these cases are resolved in court. But it's one thing for Deshaun Watson to want to settle. You have to get the attention of the lawyer representing the plaintiffs. And one way to get his attention is to put pressure on him. And one way to put pressure on him is to put his clients in a position where they may have to attach their names to their lawsuits if they don't want to. So what's already happened this morning in one of these cases, the ruling has been issued that the woman who has filed the lawsuit with the Jane Doe pseudonym must refile with her name. The finding is that Texas law does not allow, in these types of situations, an adult. A minor child is one thing. An adult, if you're going to sue, you got to sue in your name. So I fully expect that all 20 of the plaintiffs who currently are proceeding under the Jane Doe pseudonym will have to attach their names to it. And that then leads to the question of whether or not they'd rather just settle the case in lieu of having their identities known. So that's why Rusty Harden, I believe, did what he did. And he won in court this morning on the question of whether or not the name has to be attached.
Mike, if everything gets settled and forget the criminal stuff, we were talking about this, and the more we watch, and I'm watching a girl crying on TV about 14 times, and I'm looking at the reaction of my wife and my wife's friend, and we're all sitting there watching, and I went, oh, boy. You think he plays next year?
Well, if he gets it all resolved, and when I say get it resolved, I mean do it the right way. Accept your reckoning. Ensure that the individuals who have grievances against you achieve satisfaction through a mediation process where it feels like they have their day in court, where they get a settlement from Deshaun Watson that they believe constitutes fair justice for what they endured. If he can do that with all 22 of them, then the question becomes, what kind of a suspension does he get from the NFL? Look back to the Ben Roethlisberger case from 2010. He was sued for rape in Nevada in 2009. Early 2010, there was an incident in Georgia for which he was never charged or sued. I believe there was a private settlement reached that kept those things from happening. But even with those two incidents, that never really went anywhere. Now, the 2009 lawsuit, I believe, eventually was settled. But the league suspended him 4 games for those two incidents. So you got 22 incidents now. I don't know what the league ultimately will do. Do they let him play at all this year? Do they suspend him 6 games, 10 games? I think there's a lot of hurdles that need to be crossed before we get to a final decision. But I think there's a chance he gets suspended for all of 2021. It just depends upon what the NFL learns through its investigation and ultimately what the NFL wants to do. That's the one thing that we have to acknowledge as it relates to the personal conduct policy. The NFL has crafted it in a way that they can make whatever decision they want in any given case. And it's something that is always going to be upheld through whatever legal proceedings are available to a player who isn't happy with the outcome.
So, Mike, if you're right and he does get the year, at what point does he become untoxic again for a team to call Houston and say, we still want to trade for Deshaun Watson? He still doesn't want to be there. Does that still happen in your eyes within the next 6-8 months?
Well, I think if all these cases somehow could properly be resolved before the draft, you have to ask yourself if there is a full and complete resolution, if a statement can be issued truthfully and accurately that these matters are behind Deshaun Watson and they've been resolved to the satisfaction of all involved, and any individual who claimed that Deshaun Watson forced her to do things against her will, that those allegations have been rescinded and retracted as part of this resolution. I don't know. Is he non-toxic again at that point? I don't know. You know, we've never dealt with a situation like this.
Right.
The closest thing is Roethlisberger as it relates to alleged sexual misconduct. And the other comparison I'll make, although it's a completely different factual setting as it relates to the wrongdoing, it's the Mike Vick case. And if Vick had decided to fight and fight and fight and fight and fight, he never would have played in the NFL again, because he would have been gone for a year or longer, right, while the case went through the criminal justice system. He likely would have been convicted, would have gotten a longer sentence, and most likely never would have played again. But he abandoned, deny. I didn't do it. He realized he had no option but to admit what he did, take his punishment, get his reckoning and redemption, and then he was back in the NFL 2 years later. I think for Watson, once he accepts the fact that fighting this thing could only derail his career, possibly permanently, if he ends up being prosecuted and would lose at trial, I think the sooner he recognizes I need to do what's right, then that's when he potentially becomes a guy who isn't viewed as toxic and lays the foundation to return to the NFL. He's still young. He plays a position where guys are playing into their 40s now. This could be quickly forgotten in the grand scheme of things if he handles it the right way.
Yeah. Boy, that's going to be an interesting one because you know where this goes. This goes way over a head coach and a GM. This goes right to owner and, in some cases, owner's wife on this decision. You agree with that? Going back to Michael Vick, I always think of that.
Well, absolutely. But the bottom line is we are conditioned to embrace a story of redemption. But before you can qualify for redemption, you have to accept that you did something for which redemption is necessary, and you have to make yourself sympathetic, and you have to get people behind you. And I don't know what he needs to do to get himself there. I don't know who he needs to sit down with and have an interview where he bares his soul and explains why in the world
right. He
had at least 40 different massage therapists and why it seemed like he was using massage therapy as a way to potentially engage in consensual sexual activities, and he happened to step a buzzsaw where multiple people said it wasn't consensual. But whatever he has to do to get to the point where we believe as a people that he's entitled to redemption, we love that redemption story, regardless of what you've done. If you and this is, you know, the great reality of sport as it relates to who gets redemption. If you're good enough, you get redemption. If you're not good enough, you're never heard from again. But if you have the talent, you're going to be the guy who is set up for the possibility of redemption.
Yeah, we always bring that up. Everybody talks about, look, see, your second chance is much better when you're a really good player versus a guy running around on special teams. There's no question about it. Hey, Mike, thank you,
remember
buddy.
Remember this.
Yeah.
Let me say one last thing that we can never forget. Every player in the NFL who gets a second chance necessarily takes away the first chance of a guy who's likely done nothing wrong in his life. That's the one thing about second chances we need to keep in mind.
Yeah.
Very nice. Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate it.
Mike, thank you, buddy.
Bye, guys.
You have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right, Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. By the way, if you know a military member or veteran that you'd like to salute, Gun World of South Florida and 560 The Joe WQAM are honoring military heroes. Go to WQAM.com and enter your nomination on the form. We'll send out a salute on the show every Wednesday and Friday. For the best local shooting facility, visit Gun World of South Florida. They also offer classes for beginners. Gun World of South Florida, located at South Powerline Road in Deerfield Beach.
Does anybody, before we go to break, and we'll come back, 305-567-0560, does anybody out there really see at this point Deshaun Watson having a press conference and saying, I've got some things I have to work out. I want to apologize to all these women. I've made some mistakes. I want to own up to it and just goes that direction?
No.
I didn't agree with what Mike was saying, by the way, about him getting back and you know, being non-toxic and all that kind of stuff. I don't know how you shake this off.
Oh, well,
you
I mean,
you
the guy's a creep, man. Like,
I mean,
that just doesn't go away because he settles all these cases.
Yeah, but the second part is an interesting part. He's really good. Ain't Ray Rice.
He's not Ray Rice,
the running back.
I know he's good, but.
And he's young.
You got to put that on the back burner, the fact that he's done all this.
I can already hear a team saying, we're getting therapy. We're working on things. The big apology. And, ladies and gentlemen, starting for your NFL football team, Deshaun Watson. Take a quick break.
And you're just going to trust, by the way, that he's all good, he's cured? Whatever's wrong with him? Like, this
They're
is never – he's just going to shake your hand and say, oh, this will never happen again when he signs?
We're big on second chances here. You act like you think this thing – you act like he's never going to play again. You don't think he's going to play again?
No.
Let me hear you say it again.
No, I'm good with second chances, Joe, but, like, I mean, this guy's – how many women is this? What is it, 20 women?
22
women? I mean, come on, man.
There's therapy for everybody, man.
You get 22 chances?
Hey, there's therapy and money for everyone. There's therapy and money. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back 305-567-0560 right after this. Hollywood, just talking, and it's so true. We're talking about watching NFL Network and these pro days that everybody's had. All these quarterbacks from 1 to about 15 – watching Texas A&M and some of these other programs, and you're like, you can't tell them apart when they throw. They all drop back, good footwork, releases down the sideline.
I mean, they got it on here. He goes, you think about this guy from Texas A&M, you think he's going to be good? I don't know, Joe. These guys all look good when you watch these pro day videos. I don't know.
Well, that's the whole problem with when guys throw on pro days. Like for a quarterback, you can't go by their pro day and how they throw to their own guys and nobody defending them. Because that's why you got to go to tape.
Has anyone ever had a bad pro day where they're like missing guys all over the place, guys that are just running wide open down the field shorts?
They said Teddy Bridgewater tried to take his glove off or on or something. But no,
but then
usually
Minnesota had a private one with him and fell in love with him again, right?
Anyway, hey, 305-567-0560. Zach, what
by
do
the
you
way,
have?
I just read this to Hollywood during the break, but you know, we talked about Krispy Kreme all week, giving you the donut, you know, for the rest of the year every day, basically. Well, starting April 12th, Sam Adams will send you beer money for the first 10,000 people who post a photo of their vaccination sticker or Band-Aid to Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag #ShotForSam and tag @SamAdamsBeer, they will basically send you through the Cash App $7 to buy a beer. Sam Adams joining the family of places doing something if you get vaccinated.
So now we got donuts and beer.
Right.
Oh, boy. I can only see
me too.
The obese community is going to be all fired up about this one.
I can hear people going, now we want to get them drunk.
Right. One vaccine. Beer and a donut. I'm in.
What happened to the protest about the donuts? All those people able to roll out of their couches and get out there and protest?
I hope
they slipped on glaze.
Man, they got a friggin' life.
Way there. Yeah. I hope they slipped. 305-567-0560. Way to go, Joe. All you think about is talent and football, not that he's a creep with a serious problem. Just like you obviously don't care that Tiger might have been driving under the influence.
So did you just decide he was under the influence there?
Was a really weird thing to throw in there. I don't know if one thing has to do with the other, though.
Yeah, but I just want to say that if you want to take shots at my take on it, that's fine. But if you think that Deshaun Watson's not going to be back and that some of your favorite teams out there might be interested in him, if he does a quick apology and dishes out a few million bucks.
This is one of the most toxic athletes in recent memory.
The other part of this, if you don't like Tiger, I understand. Not everybody likes Tiger. And he was speeding for sure, but if you decided he's under the influence because you know something and you're really smart, we should have you working at TMZ. Make some extra money.
Make some good cash if you could do that, by the way. Someone texts in, did Robert Kraft give an apology when he got busted with a happy ending caught on video? The answer to that is no.
No, he bought his way right out of that.
Right, he bought the video.
Power of the attorneys that he hired to take care of that. Don't worry. If you really want to see it, that tape is somewhere.
They never
disappear completely.
No, thanks. And someone also texted, it'd be an interesting press conference with Bob Kraft sitting right next to Deshaun Watson talking about admitting that Deshaun's over his addiction to massage therapy.
Could you imagine?
Oh, man. That joke would write itself, right?
You guys
that
think?
Do you think that teams take into account? I just think if you brought him in, he's so toxic just with everyone, but the female fan base,
right,
Joe? The Dolphins and all these teams have huge female fan bases. He's one of those guys now that everyone knows, even the non-football fans. Everybody knows who he is now. His story has made it mainstream.
He's going to come out with a new one because we've heard of all these different addictions, and he's going to say, I have, you know, and guys that are addicted to watching porn, we've heard that. Can't get away from it. And then he's going to say, I have a different one, massage therapist addiction. There's, you know, what I've done. I'm sorry. And
be interesting if he came out.
I hope in the near future, after I take care of this, you'll forgive me and I can be your starting quarterback.
And we can win a Super Bowl together, right.
But what, like he's going to stop this behavior just because he got caught now?
Or maybe just get one therapist and stick with them.
No, they're gonna put in his contract, must get a massage from a damn man. In his new contract.
Right.
Massage
stipulations.
From men only. You want deep massage, it's gonna be from a damn big, strong dude that's got big, strong hands.
Here's Hans,
see where you want to put his hand.
You saved that for the last segment on Friday,
I did.
You're such an idiot.
Here's Hans.
I got tired of you telling me all the women were going to protest, like 50,000 women out in front of the all. By the way, there will be some pissed off women, whoever does.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right. You think it was dogs? Women?
Yeah, that's a lot different, right? I hate to say it, but I agree with Hollywood. I don't think he'll ever play again. Somebody texted in.
That's just my opinion. I don't just based on no knowledge of anything. I think that he is far too toxic to sign.
All right.
For right now, he is. That's for sure.
I just don't think this goes away anytime soon.
What if Florio's right, and all of a sudden this all gets taken care of within the next 3 weeks?
It doesn't change the fact that he did it, though. That's
the
problem.
That.
Like, just because you pay it off doesn't mean he didn't do it.
He won't be in court. It won't be back in the news because it'll all be paid off.
You can't just bring him in. Oh, we fixed him. He's good. Like,
I do agree. There's a good chance he's suspended for the year.
Yeah.
And I want to see if the union fights that one or not. That will be the other part of this.
Someone texted in, hey, Hollywood, Kobe Bryant was charged with rape and played another 12 years.
Yeah,
what do you mean? How do you compare the same things? Kobe didn't do it. He didn't do it. So, like.
Were you up there?
God, really?
Michael Vick. You want to talk about Michael Vick? I listen to everybody. He's done. I mean, you talk about people, men and women and children and their pets and what he did.
I didn't think he'd be back in the NFL at all.
But Florio said exactly what I said to you guys the other day. Like, he owned up to it. He did his time.
Yeah, so.
And at that point, you're entitled to a second chance.
So why do you think Deshaun, what if Deshaun doesn't do the same thing? I'm asking.
I mean,
you got him
done. If Deshaun Watson goes, if he goes to prison and does his time for this, then great. Then he can come back and play. Give him a second chance after he goes to prison.
People were still mad at Michael Vick when he got out. They were still.
Yeah. Most people don't like Michael Vick.
Didn't he do?
There you go. There you go again.
I shouldn't say most people. Some people.
Stop.
Some. Yeah. Say some instead of most.
We're working on that with you, and it's really been hard to break. Really,
we haven't put a dollar in the jar in a while.
I'm rattled after your thing you threw in his contract there.
You don't think the team's going to say, listen, we know you like this massage thing. I mean, we don't want to bring it up, but we want your attorney here. Here's the deal. We're going to sign you. But it's we got a guy we want to recommend.
Right.
Apparently does a really nice deep massage. He's it.
Deshaun, right. This is Butch. Butch, this is Deshaun.
All right. What else you got coming in?
Here's another one. It says, guys, I pray the Finns stop any kind of talk with Houston. I haven't missed a game since Sunday Ticket came out, but signing Watson would end that. Although I continue to listen to your show, I wouldn't watch the Dolphins anymore. Okay, right. There you go.
Well, listen, the main thing is you keep listening to the show, the football secondary.
Right. Appreciate that, sir. We appreciate that. I bet Watson and his advisors wish they would have paid the $100K to that first girl, huh?
I don't know, though. What's to keep this from?
I don't think that would have mattered at this point, no.
Some of these women seem a little salty. Mm. The one that went to SI, Sports Illustrated, she was salty.
Yes, she was.
She was given a warning for a new city, my go-to, and you have a problem. I want an apology, number one, and number two, I want you to admit you have a massage therapy problem. Mm.
All right, here's a draft one for you, Joe. The key, of course, is Atlanta. If they go quarterback, they might go quarterback, but if they do, Pitts drops to us because word on the street is that Burrow is pushing hard for Chase. Well, I'm sure a lot of people would be happy about that down here.
Yeah, I don't. I'm trying not to read into what's going to happen here at 4 and 5. I don't think
we'll know until that night,
Joe. And can I tell you something last night? So I talked to Bo, getting caught up last night for about 30 minutes. And he hit me with Sewell, Penei Sewell.
No.
I just didn't feel like – it was good to hear from him, but I didn't hear – like I was like, oh, God. I go, really? Did you really just bring up – he was talking about the 4 or 5 guys the Dolphins could get, you know, staying at 6. And he mentioned him. He goes, you're getting a guy that's just – I go, what are we going to do with our guy we have there? He's a first-round pick, too.
Right.
And he started all last year. He didn't sit on the bench. All right, what else you got? I'm sorry.
That's okay. Someone says, I don't understand how Watson could be suspended until after he's found guilty. Aren't we supposed to be innocent until proven guilty? Yes, in a court of law, but not in the court of NFL law. Guys have been suspended without any charges. Charges dropped, whatever the case may be, guys have been suspended.
Yeah.
So I don't think that really matters to them.
This is this can be a real unique one. We've never gone through the massage therapist stuff. This is different.
Right.
A little different.
Someone said if Deshaun gets traded, what about all the players' wives in the locker room? They'd be pissed off too. I don't think they're going to take it out on their husbands. It's not there, you know.
I don't know either. Let's not read
that. Yeah, that's a weird one.
Let's try not to get too creative on this thing, please, locker room. Please.
Yep.
Please.
Yep. Let's see what else we got here. Joe, congratulations. Cousin Justin's doing well at the Masters.
Yeah, man. Called me last night. It was great conversation. see my back nine? I go, yeah, you look good. He goes, yeah, I haven't played great, but my coach said, hey, I don't know what's going to happen. We haven't won a tournament for a while, but you're hitting the ball really well, so take it. And, it worked out. He really, really had a great back nine. I didn't talk to him, but I heard his comments after. I just had to throw that in there. Sounded better, though, that I talked to him. Hell, everybody else in the media does. I talked to him last night.
Right.
Yeah, we have a family of roses over. Sees. All right, man, we are out of time. Hey, looking forward to seeing folks out there that have signed up and registered already for the DCC, man. Going to be a lot of fun. Big day tomorrow. Lots of people out there. And for the rest of you, have a great weekend.
I'm Joe Zgacki with this look at Miami Hurricanes spring football practice on 560 The Joe, WQAM. Five starters returned for Miami on the offensive line, giving them one of the most experienced lines that they've had in years. Two of the biggest goals for the offensive line this spring are to improve their run game numbers, as Miami averaged 162 yards a game on the ground, and do a better job protecting the quarterback, as the Canes allowed 30 sacks last.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.